And I'll be able to just pull up on a screen. I'll be able to type in, we're here, we're queer, we're not going skiing, and boom, we'll be able to get the tape instantly.
I went into Jeremy's office today and was chatting with him about the new studio. You know what he agreed to?
What?
Full-sized Craftmatic adjustable bed for yours truly.
Hello, Mike.
Very happy about that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello.
You know what I'd like to do to you, to torture you?
No. That's what I love about this show. We don't have to hear that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, could I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're speaking with us. Hello.
Yes, item number two on your list. I don't want to give away anything for those people who haven't caught the first part of it.
Right.
Mike didn't specify whether it was under anesthesia or without anesthesia.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's really more, it's the actual psychological damage that would be done by the fact that he knew he was.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter. The process is not as important.
Speaking of, Mike, please give us another person. Does not have to necessarily be a celebrity. Another person that you would like to torture and how, please, for the pilot today.
Be very easy. Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good one.
And I will use the time-tested Chinese water torture. Just because that's what I feel like. It's a very good thing. The Chinese water torture.
I wrote Sinese. I forgot the H.
C-I-N-E-E-Z-E.
Torture.
Sinese. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I speak with Don and Mike, please?
Yeah, you're on the air right now. Hello.
This isn't Don and Mike.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Come on, please.
You're talking to both of us right now, moron.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Come day. It's Jay. Hello.
How are you guys? Can I speak with Don and Mike?
It's funny when they...
Healy Ray! Someday! It's Jay!
What makes you believe that you're not speaking with us now? What area of that gray matter is causing you to doubt that you're speaking to us?
Because you guys just don't sound the same on the phone.
Only Jay! Fucking Jay! Whore on me! Oh, come on, watch!
So, hey.
Right, what? What do you want?
Okay, you were saying that you wanted to see Arnold in a Western.
Hold on, you want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Vermont.
Okay, can you hold on, please?
Yep.
All right, I'll put you through.
So embarrassed for the people of New England.
I don't think he's a representative of all Vermontians.
Thank you, very much.
Okay.
I don't have him on hold or anything. We're just listening to him now.
Right.
Can he hear us?
No. Okay. I have turned the microphones in audition so he cannot hear us.
Let's listen to him think.
Now we'll come on to the exact...
Oh, now he's listening to
I can hear you now.
Now he's listening to the delay.
Right.
Hey.
And then when you try to do something just to mock them, that's when they become trouble. That's when they decide to put their thinking cap on.
Hey, you guys said you wanted to see Arnold in a Western.
This guy is such a wingnut. He's now listening to the radio. He doesn't even realize that we are not communicating with him. Our mics are in the audition position. He cannot hear us speak.
We might have the king of the wingnuts on right now. The king of the Vermont wingnuts. The Vermont chapter of the Wingnut Society.
See, now we have to wait 10 seconds for what we say to come out of the radio.
Right. Hey, Vermont boy, are you a wingnut? Now we'll wait.
How many times do you want to tell people to go?
No.
There was the answer.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor and hang up the phone. We don't want to speak with you.
You're too slow.
All right. Hey, Don.
Give him 10 seconds now. Now he's listening. Let's see if there's 8.
Hey, Don.
9, 10.
You didn't take my advice. Hang up.
Come on, Don. Talk to me.
Hang up.
They're always trouble. Because that's all he's really capable of.
Hang up. How many people do we tell when they call the show?
Please. You said you wanted to see Arnold in a Western. He was in a Western.
I don't care.
I'm communicating like this.
I could just put the mics in program and talk to this idiot.
It's funny you to do it this way. We're the wingnut.
Now he has my answer.
I don't care.
It was a funny Western.
I don't care what you have to say. Anybody so dunce. Such a dunce that they sit through us talking to them on the telephone and don't believe
that you do.
Yes, I do. What?
You do care.
No, I don't care. Don't you tell me what I care. I'm a sensitive man no matter what my wife says.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to Mr. Wingnut Dullard from Vermont. Wingnut J. Dullard.
He is what?
I don't know. Now he's locked me.
The only way I'll talk to you is if you turn your radio off and then speak into the telephone and say, my radio is off, I'm a dunce. Now we have to wait 10 seconds for the response.
Poor oxygen.
My radio is off, I'm a dunce.
All right. Goodbye. There you go. That was, man, sometimes it's fun, though, to toy with them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I turned my radio down.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. I just wanted to ask Don and Mike what they thought would be the hoppinest thing in D.C. to do for New Year's.
The hoppinest thing to do?
Yeah, I work in the club scene down here, and I'm just trying to get an idea of what the listeners are going to do.
Best thing to do on New Year's Eve is to stay home.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the bomb shelter.
I'm thinking about the same thing.
My wife's having a dog party. I'm going to be in the bomb shelter.
You know, seriously, what's a good thing to do? Go out to the airport, book a flight, but not with any destination. Just, like, fly out to L.A. and back.
Oh, okay.
Like right over, you know, over the New Year's.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Goodbye.
Righto.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Righto. Righto.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Glad we could help.
Got a good torture for you guys. You sit a person in a chair with a hole in the middle, and you plant a bamboo seedling right beneath them. And you water it every day.
A seat with a hole in the middle. Would that be like a toilet seat you're speaking of?
Yeah, it could be a toilet seat. It doesn't matter as long as you got room for a bamboo plant.
But if you deprive them of food and water, they'd be long gone before your seedling sprouted out into a legitimate bamboo pole. So what to impale them?
Wouldn't it be easier just to put a pole up their ass?
It wouldn't be as slow or as much fun to watch them grimace.
Oh, who has the patience, though, to plant a seedling and wait for it to grow?
Oh, you just check in on them once a day.
Who has the time to water?
You know, I couldn't wait for those goddamn sea monkeys. You ever order sea monkeys out of a comic book when you were a kid?
That's right.
If you looked in the ad, it said that you added this thing to water, and you were supposed to get little monkeys that lived in the water, and they had bow ties and hats and canes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would actually send away for this crap for the back of comic books,
right,
and pour this stuff in the water and stir it up, and they looked like little tadpoles. They didn't look like monkeys at all.
No, the actual hats and bow ties and canes were the fiction that they made when they, in fact, were living creatures, but they were never going to have the hats and bow ties.
Sea monkeys. Yeah, they're just brine shrimp.
Right, that's exactly what they are. Mm-hmm.
Hello, hotline. Hello.
Yes. Is this Wade?
Yeah, Wade. Hello.
Yeah, is Wade or Ray there?
Yeah, Ray's here. Who's calling, please?
This is Ed.
All right.
Ed, hold on, please.
All right.
This is an obvious wrong number because this is on a hotline. You ready, Wade?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ray.
Ray?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, this is Ed Gavin earlier with the alternator.
Yeah.
I was going to drop it. It don't sound like Ray.
Sorry, I just had a little mower fill. I'm sorry, can you understand me okay?
Yeah, I'm standing fine.
I had some dental work done. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just got some cotton in my mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I was going to drive my vehicle off tonight, but I told him I would, but I'm not going to do it.
We checked your credit. Your credit is horrible, and we can't take any more of your business. So we can't take care of your alternator, and frankly, I don't want to see your ass around here anymore because you're not good, you're not a good pay, and I don't want to sit there after you get your goddamn alternator fixed and try to chase you all over.
Hey, who's this? Is this Wade?
At least I got you for a check then, right?
Is this Wade?
That's all I told
you.
Hey, Ray, I'll tell you one thing. This is Billy. How you doing?
All right.
Your wife is one hell of a good lay.
Yes, she sure is. I tell you,
I'm glad you think so.
We don't want your business no more. We don't want you, your alternator, your water cooler, whatever the hell it is, your water pump.
Yeah.
You don't want your carburetor. Do not come to this business anymore.
But you send your wife back.
You can send your wife back anytime because she likes all the boys. All the boys in the shop.
You ain't seen her recently, I guarantee you. That's why.
Well, I've seen her more recently than you think.
She's fine.
Maybe, yeah. I go out in the daytime. She might end up.
Oh, she's fine.
I had your wife over today. I had her up on top of this old radiator I'm putting back together. Oh, I mean, to die, she's so good.
Yeah, but you're telling the whole story there.
Who was on top?
after he did that, he got the crabs.
Damn.
He got the crabs from your wife, because she had the crabs.
That's still getting me.
Yeah, she good. Then she wanted me to pour antifreeze all over her.
Oh, did she now?
Yeah.
She's a good lady. Hey, well, we can't take your business no more because your credit's crappy.
Okay.
Your wife said you got teeny weeny.
That's right. She said you're gay.
Oh, I said I'm gay.
Uh-huh.
That's why she left you.
Okay.
That's why she needed to come over to the garage so we could all take care of her.
Because we got real men over here who can fix her up in the parts department. We got guys that can fix. We got the right parts for her, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You got to see.
Is Wade there? Or have I got the wrong number?
We called you. We don't want you. Call Wade.
Wade,
pick up.
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah, listen, Wade. What can I do for you?
I can't do nothing. Well,
I'm
looking for Ray, seriously.
All right,
we're running
out of time.
Ray? He's
just talking to Ray.
No, we're spotting you. I mean, we're serious that we've all had sex with your wife and stuff, but here's Ray right now.
Ray on the phone, Ray.
Ray.
Yeah. Hey, believe me, that'd probably be a 3-4.
Wade, this is Ray. He's on the phone for you.
Ray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ray?
Yeah.
Ray, phone for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, you got a fun crew there, buddy.
Yeah.
That guy was in earlier?
Yeah.
I was going to drop that my vehicle off, right?
Yeah.
The thing seems to be running pretty, since I got it back together, it's not dragging or nothing. It seems running good. So
No, it's dragging.
Okay.
It's dragging. What kind of oil you got in it?
What kind of what?
So what kind of oil you got in it?
What kind of R?
Oil.
Oil?
Yeah.
Good oil.
What kind? Is it 10W-40, 10W-30? What kind is it?
Hey, I got you. I got you.
What do you mean you got me?
I'll catch you later.
What kind of oil you got in your car?
Yeah.
I tell you, your wife's got some good oil.
She got good oil. She's good and lubed up.
Right.
Hey, John, Billy.
I'll
tell you, you're gay.
Don't bring your car over here.
Teeny weeny.
That's crappy.
Bring your wife back. Bring your wife back.
Bad credit.
Bad oil.
We want to get your wife back here.
Bad
oil.
I'll see you later.
She's fine.
He's so good.
He's good.
Best little job we ever had.
He hung up.
He's gone.
That was a wrong number.
I like that.
On the station hotline.
Wrong number theater.
Minus. Wrong number theater. Hey, that's a good name for it, folks. Tie this whole discombobulated segment together.
Yes.
We finally found the tape that was requested.
We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing. We're here. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
Okay, honey, settle down. We'll be back. Celebrate Hanukkah in a moment.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
He's supposed to be here. At least he said he was going to be here. The last he said he was going to be here, and he's going to, like,
call himself.
Be better. Wear the outfit and everything.
We're calling Vinny the Elf, Vincent the Elf.
He's supposed to be here by now.
What's he doing?
Hello?
Hey, Vince.
What's this?
Down to my show. Where the hell are you?
What time is it? What time is it?
It's 4:45.
What time is it? 4:45 in the morning?
It's 4:45 in the afternoon, Vinny.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me just take this one.
4:05 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Monday Night Football's going to come on in 4 hours.
Vinny,
I have to remind you that I have here a signed contract that says on Monday, December 6th, Monday, December 6th, you will wear your elf suit with a pointy shoes, and you will be here, and you will not be drunk.
I'm going to have to fix this car.
outside in the afternoon, and all of a sudden I had to pull you up, and I had to go over the fridge, and I was great. I had the suit on, I had everything on. Then the guy that ran the shopping center that I was at said, "Would you like to go out and get something here?" I said, "Of course I'll get something here." Well, I went in and we had a couple of bottles of wine, and then he said, "Would you like to go out? And I know where it's going to be a Christmas party on Friday night. I would love to see him up, and if you pay your card right, they'll give you an extra $25-$30 for this show." And so I went out and I said,
you more than $25 for appearing this show.
More than that, Tom, but I gotta be honest with you. You know, this is the time of year that I gotta make everything I can. So I go there and I meet a lady, and I go to her house.
Is she a whore?
She wasn't a whore. She was a nice lady, for God's sake. I don't just see whores. But,
you have, though.
Okay, what's the point? You're gonna bust my balls here. You're having a job.
Contract with you.
Boy, it's so loud. It sounds like you're echoing. I know you have a contract. Can I just finish my explanation and then you make the judgment, okay?
Yes.
I'm not going to finish the judgment. So this lady says to me, "Why don't you come over to my house?" And I say, "Yeah, I'd love to come over." So we go over to her house and we get on board of the pen together. And then she says, "Listen, I'll give you a ride back home. Why don't you stay the night? I'll give you a ride back home in the morning."
Did you have midget sex with her? Did you have dwarf and elfin sex with her?
Did
you do it in the butt?
I don't like it anymore. I never liked it. What do you mean I like it? What the hell are you talking about? I never liked that. I don't like the butt. I don't like doing that. I don't do it. Are you saying that I have evil sex?
Yeah. You told me before you liked it.
You guys are some really sick sons of bitches. You know that?
Don't you remember when you told me you hooked up with that girl that used to work here in the sales department?
Oh, okay. Now, you know, your daddy tells you one thing and you're holding over his head. The fact of the matter is I don't and I didn't. Okay? Can I finish my story, please?
Did you have a relationship with Julie?
Yes. Wow. Okay. Did you? I was introduced to her at a party by the sports writer.
Oh, Rudy.
No, Rudy Monsky.
Didn't she do things with her bottom?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I did.
I thought so.
She's married, though.
And what about...
Married.
What about Vincent, I know another girl that you terrorized here. What about Stacy?
Stacy?
Stacy Bridges from the sales staff. She currently works at the station.
We had a brief fight. We had a brief fight. There wasn't anything out there about it. But she's nice with me. We have a very good group of sweet people that have worked there. And I meet a lot of people at radio stations when I'm single.
You got a face for big boobs, don't you?
Guilty and charged. Of course I do. But I can apologize to you and your listeners. I'm sorry I'm not there. I wanted to finish my explanation. She said, this lady said, she will give me a ride back to my hotel. My motel. Not a hotel anymore. I said, good people at, WJFK CBS for providing me with wonderful accommodations when I'm in town. Okay, so we go back to the Greenway. And she says to me, "Why don't you use my car? And I will take a cab because I work just about 2 miles from you." So I said, I can get over to your show and I can do that fine. So she gives me a car. I get the car out and I take it out over a couple of hours. The car dies. The car dies. Blows up, smoke coming out of the car. I gotta go out. I gotta call a tow truck. I gotta do all this. So I decided I'll take a nap after I'm double on this crap and I fell asleep because I'm exhausted from sex and I'm exhausted from chasing around. And I'm sorry. I'm not there. I can get there if you need me.
No.
I can get there.
Now I got the Hanukkah guidebook after you.
Well, how's he doing? Michael Jackson. How is he?
Boy, he's here on time.
He's a good guy. I like him. I read my address. But I'm sorry, Don. Please, I don't want this to ruin the whole thing. You know, we've had our problems in the past, but, you know, dangerous. You just gotta give me a drink to help us, my balls, all the time, because you know you're gonna do. You push my balls too much. You do. You're always busting my balls.
Vince, I have a contract with you.
I know you do.
And I'm afraid that this is a violation of our contract. And Vince, there are other elves who want to be on this show.
What are you telling me, Doc?
This is a breakup.
Are you telling me that I'm sad?
Vince, there are other elves.
Are you telling me I'm sad?
Do you think you're the only 2-foot-tall guy who works for Santa Claus?
Do you know what this is? Do you know how much...
How many times have I had to bail you out of jail over the last 5 years?
No, I got that.
How many cars have you wrecked?
I got issues. I know. I'm sorry, Don. I swear to God, if I can do anything to make that.
Who did you call when you got gonorrhea from that whore?
I know I called you because I wanted to give the medicine. Please give me my time. You're for the love of God. Please give me a second chance.
This is your final warning, then, Vince.
I hear you, Doc. I hear you. For the love of God, I hear you. Please understand me. I will not do it. I will not drink. I will not date. I will not see anybody. I'll think about the show. That's all I'm going to do. I swear to God, you're just going to be one more chance right now. I'm sorry. I really am.
Now, the next time you're supposed to be here, I want you here. I want you in the elf suit.
All right.
I want you sober.
You got it.
I want candy canes.
I
want you to be nice to people.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Be nice to people.
I mean, all right, okay? I'm changing my attitude, but I swear to you, I will be better. I will do anything you need me to do. I swear to you. Give me this one chance, please.
All right, but Vince,
yeah?
This is it.
I understand. I know. I've got a problem. This time, it will not be the same. It will not be the same. Next time you see me, I will be ready to go. I'll be ready to go with the whole suit. I'll wear the suit with the curly sleeves and the bells on the end of them and everything, okay? And you know what?
You know who wants the gig? You know who wants the gig? Tony the Elf.
Tony the Elf?
Tony the Elf.
Oh, yeah, get him. Get him. Get him, sir. I couldn't pass a high school test if I had someone else's brain in my body. Get Mr. Hahn very slow. Get Mr. Hahn had several concussions, bumping into walls, and I am so stupid that I won't be able to work anymore. He's an idiot. He's a blithering exhibit on the biggest morons you'll ever meet in my life. He sounds like me, but he's not as bright as I am. And I'll let him, and he's funny with the kids, and doesn't make the kids smile. He doesn't make the kids smile. For the love of God.
What about Jimmy the Elf?
Jimmy's all right. Jimmy's all right.
Jimmy's a pro.
But Jimmy's working the West Coast this holiday. You won't get him. You won't get him except you get him by phone, but you won't get him in the studio. I swear to God, you're the only one to get.
What about Billy the Elf?
Billy the Elf is not available.
Why?
He's dead.
Oh. What happened to Billy the Elf?
I don't want to go into it. That's pretty serious stuff. They re-stepped on both. There was an altercation. He said something, another elf said something, and he's dead.
So it's elf on elf crime?
He's dead. I don't want to go into any more detail other than that. Simply say that Billy had it coming, okay? Billy had it coming, and none of the elves were really all that broken up that he's dead.
Nothing breaks my heart more than this elf on elf crime.
No, it's not elf on elf crime. It's something that Billy was just... can I just say this, please?
Yes.
Elves are very territorial. They're extremely territorial, and it's just like if you go into one guy's church, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it, you say, I make the dolls. You make the train sets. I make the dolls. You make the train sets. And if you keep going there, and you keep doing that, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up in your face, and there's going to be gunfire, and blood, and everything.
Oh, Vince.
And Billy didn't learn. And you know, if it had been one time, I would have felt bad. But it was about 50, 60 different times. But I didn't have anything to do. I just heard about what happened. And he's dead. He's one dead up. He's dead. He's dead. And nobody's seen him. He won't be coming back no more.
Are the elf and cops looking into it?
Yeah, they did look into it, but they understand what he was doing. I mean, they can't detect people when they're not behaving the right way. That's the way I see it. But now, listen, can I...
What about Stevie the Elf?
Stevie is fine. Stevie is fine. He is a very happy elf. He's a guy that likes his work, but he's young, and he's inexperienced, and I guarantee you, if you hire Stevie the Elf, he's not going to give you the same performance that I give you each and every time I come on your show. Mm-hmm. And you're torturing me here. You're torturing me with these other elves. Will you please just say it? If you want to buy an egg, please, God, give me another treat. You're really torturing me talking about the other elves.
All right, one more chance.
Please.
All right, give me a little greeting for any kids who might be listening. Just in case there's any little kids listening. Yes, that's fine, Jenny. That's fine.
Thank you, sir.
That's fine.
I got a blow off on your hands. I'm going to behave myself. But please, sir, will you do me a favor?
Yes, yes, whatever.
Please don't talk about the other hands, okay?
Okay.
I'm sensitive about that.
All right.
I really appreciate the second chance, son. I will screw up again. I will not mess this up. You can rest assured I will.
If you do, I have three words for you. Jerry the Elf.
You're a cool man, John Geronimo. But I know you're upset, and I know you don't mean to hear it. Here, okay.
Okay.
I love you guys, and I don't want you. I don't want to.
Don't break your contract.
I will honor my contract. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be here. You pick your car whenever you need me. All right.
Stay away from the butt.
Okay. You make the joke. I laugh.
All right. Yeah, that's it, Vinny.
Give me another chance.
I forgot so quick, it's 5 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon.
I'm up there. They got me all stressed up. I'm up in the head of a business, and then I'll have to have a dinner. I won't drink a thing.
Okay, good.
My brother's at McDonald's.
Okay.
I have every night of the year. You have to take care now.
Okay.
Bye.
I think you got through to it that time.
Okay, well... Listen, I know that they are territorial, the elves are. You know that all of their last names have Y on it. Jimmy and Billy.
He didn't like it when you were bringing up the other elves. He didn't like that at all.
No, a little son of a bitch.
I tell you, you got a soft spot there. You keep bringing him back. I would have fired him.
A little dwarf. Should have been here today.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's irresponsible. He's going to burn us again. He will burn. He always does.
Never trust a midget. That's my motto.
I understand.
No offense to Scott the Dwarf, but positive is listening and positive meds, and I use the M word a couple of times today.
I think you got him when he mentioned Jerry, the elf.
We'll be back. We'll be back to celebrate Hanukkah with Mike the Hanukkah guy in just a moment.
Torture or murder here. I mean, we have to finally...
I'm thinking he'd live through it.
You think he'd survive it?
He'd be a double amputee.
Okay, tie the cars and pull them apart.
Mm-hmm. Right, pull his arms off.
And if he survives, all the better.
No, I would make sure he survives.
Oh, okay. That's the cruelest from the Inquisitor.
You know, maybe they drive slowly.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, just like 10 miles an hour.
Sure.
Just enough to start pulling the skin away.
That's right.
Listen, it's a happy Hanukkah time, and joining us once again is Mike the Hanukkah guy, as he does every single year. And look at the spread he's got for us this year.
Mm.
The latkes.
Ah, yes.
The latkes. The latkes. The potato pancakes. These are from a different source.
That's good.
I think you'll like them.
Yeah, well, yes, I won't be trying them, though. I mean, I just had a problem that one year. You know how it is.
Those are the frozen ones.
The frozen ones.
How could you bring us frozen potato pancakes?
It was my first year.
Right.
I didn't know any better. But now we have different. We have the latkes.
Look, you got the jelly donuts.
We have the jelly donuts.
Wow.
I got some plates.
Plates. Here we have a big Hanukkah celebration. Look at all the donuts.
Look at this.
Now, do you get all those from a special place?
You
want to give them a plug where you get all that good stuff there?
This stuff this year I got from Shalom Kosher.
Shalom Kosher
on University Boulevard in Wheaton, Maryland.
You know, the best, I don't know if you think this is a compliment, but the best hot dogs are Hebrew National, in my opinion.
Really? They have a higher authority to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're delicious. They're all beef fried.
Hanukkah cookies.
Ooh. I've never seen Hanukkah cookies before. What's on
those? Like one of them had a bite. Some look like dreidels. Some look like Jewish stars.
Did you take a bite out of one of the Hanukkah cookies there?
No.
Okay.
I think it was Vinny.
It was Vinny. All right, what else you got, Mike?
Well, we don't have the dreidels that make noise this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know, but we do have these kind of dreidels. Here, catch.
What is this?
There's one. I can't keep the buzz.
I'll come back.
There's a window.
These are the genuine, huggable Mr. Dreidel. If possible, to take a Beanie Baby and combine it with a dreidel.
Yeah.
This is what the Hanukkah guy has brought us this year.
You know, though, you got to give him credit. He always, he keeps it fresh.
Well, hold it. I have more stuff.
Oh, you do? More toys.
Small wooden dreidels, which you were disparaging
okay.
No, we love our dreidels.
I like dreidels. We love our dreidels.
Thank you.
I'm bringing these home.
Oh, here, some more for the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice.
Got it. Boy, he's got all this stuff there.
No, listen, you know what, Mike? Look at how that baby spins. For my money...
The old traditional wooden dreidel.
For my money, this is the best dreidel.
The little wooden dreidel.
Yeah.
Well, now, here's the symbol. Here's the key to the... to the dreidel.
We didn't have that.
I wrote it out for you.
Oh, excellent. Good.
Now we can actually spin.
Now you can see what you actually get when you spin the dreidel.
There are four Hebrew letters on the dreidel. Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shin. Actually, it stands for Nes Hayagadol Sham. A great miracle happened there, talking about the miracle of Hanukkah, which happened in Jerusalem.
You know, I've never realized this is actually gambling. You put money in the pot, then every person takes a turn and spins the dreidel. And if the dreidel lands on noon, you get nothing. If it lands on Gimel, you win everything.
Right.
If it lands on Hay, you take half. And if it lands on Shin, you have to put more money in the pot.
And I just got Shin. Football.
I just got
Shin. Let's play. Everybody get out $20.
All right. Let's play right now.
Oh, you are getting out. I have Hanukkah gelt. If you'd rather use the chocolate.
No, I like this. We're into heavy gambling.
Real money.
All right.
Robbie, are you in on this?
I have no money. I'm sorry.
Buzz, are you in?
I'm here.
All right, Buzz,
Buzz
is in.
Buzz, you got 20.
All right. Now, Rob, you're going to have to verify what each of us spin on the dreidel, okay?
All right.
Okay, ready?
I'm going to put a dollar on Buzz winning.
There's $60 in the pot.
All right, I'm going to spin mine right here on the control board. There it goes. Man, that thing just flies around. And I fell on.
Shin, you have to put $40 in the bot.
Right.
That's why we use coins or the chocolate Hanukkah gelt or beans.
All right.
There's $20 bills.
There's 20 more.
Oh, yeah.
There's 20 more. All right, Mike, spin.
All right, here we go.
Hold it.
All right,
did you spin?
Yeah, I'm spinning. It's spinning right now.
Okay.
It's spinning.
Hold on, Robbie, check and see what Mike's spin is.
I will.
What is it, Mike?
It hasn't stopped yet.
All right.
It is a nun? Yeah, a nun.
You get nothing.
I get nothing.
Buzz. Now, Mike, what happens if we spin and nobody wins? Do we keep spinning?
Keep going until somebody wins everything.
All right.
But it could take most of the show.
No. That's all right. Look at that baby spin, Buzz. Up, off the edge. Do it again, please.
All right, do it again.
Boy, those jelly donuts.
What was it,
Robbie?
It looks like a nun. I need to look at it. Hold on.
A nun?
No, that's a gimel. Buzz wins.
Here you go.
Oh, man, that's a lot of coin. Why'd you make it 20?
Because I got Shin.
I mean, I put $60 in there.
I know. Why'd you make it so high?
Hey, Buzz, give me my $60 back.
No, I'm keeper.
That's apparently you did get Shin.
What?
You did get Shin, apparently.
Yes, I did get Shin. Right, yeah, right.
No, I do have something else, though.
Keep 20.
Oh, okay.
Keep 20. I'll just take my
Shin. I do have something else for all of you. That I, it's something different. You look a little upset.
Mike doesn't think he should have taken the 40 back from Buzz.
I think he should have put the 40 in. He got the Shin.
Oh,
so he's supposed to put in 40.
Well, F you.
F you.
I'm not Jewish. I'll play the dreidel game any way I want.
Okay, what else, Mike?
Well, there was something, when I saw it, I knew it was all of you.
Okay.
Something special for Hanukkah, something that you never would have gotten before.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to present this to you, and Buzz will get his later.
You've outdone yourself. You have outdone yourself.
They don't say Happy Hanukkah, but they do have Jewish stars.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Hanukkah boxer shorts.
Now, Mike, you've outdone yourself this year.
You really have.
This is
but they only have one size.
Oh, that's great.
I love these.
Oh, that's
very
fantastic.
Nice.
Happy Hanukkah.
Can I at least give a plug for the story of Hanukkah?
Yeah,
why we're doing it for you.
Yes.
And by the way, in the East right now, it's the fourth night. We started the fourth day of Hanukkah, so we'd be lighting four Hanukkah candles.
It's eight nights, right?
It goes eight nights.
Eight
the rest
nights.
Of the country, in earlier time zones, is still the third day.
All right.
And Hanukkah celebrates actually a military victory of the Jews over the Greeks,
mm-hmm.
where the Greeks were trying to tell the Jews how to worship and to worship idols and to do all sorts of terrible things. This was about, I'd say about 2,100 years ago, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews didn't want to. There was a battle, and the Jews actually forced the Greeks out of Jerusalem and surrounding areas. They took the temple back, the Jews did, the big temple. But in the temple, they used to light a menorah, that candelabra that you've seen.
Right.
Similar. Not exactly the same. But what happened was there was only one vial of oil left to light the menorah, one vial of pure oil. And with that one vial of oil that was only supposed to last one day, the high priest at the time took the oil, put it in the menorah, lit it, and it lasted for 8 days. And that's the miracle of Hanukkah. We beat the Greeks militarily, and we retained our Jewishness spiritually.
We beat the Greeks.
Yes.
That's right.
But yes, we beat the Greeks.
There are lots of Greeks that are Jewish also, right? Isn't that right?
Well, now, yes.
Yeah, now.
Then, no.
Then, no. Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay.
So what have you gotten since all holidays to me are simply reasons for commercial stuff?
Right.
And reasons for eating.
What have you received thus far on the three previous nights of Hanukkah? You get
I'm the parent. I give the gifts. But I don't give gifts. What I do is I give my kids Hanukkah gelt, Hanukkah money, which they will then spend on Hanukkah or after Hanukkah for whatever they want.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. So you mean the moms and dads don't get
anything? Some people do. Some people will go out and buy gifts, but I do it. But in the majority of Jewish homes that celebrate Hanukkah, would it be the parents giving to the children?
I think probably gifts, but a minority. The more traditional people probably give money rather than gifts.
But as far as what you said about the parents, though.
The moms and dads? Parents giving to the kids, usually.
Oh, okay. That sucks. Boy, my dad, I'm not Jewish.
I mean, no offense, Mike. And Dad is, I'm very into my gifts.
We discussed about being Jewish last year, but Dad was a very painful subject.
So I remember that.
So the moms and dads, they don't get anything?
Not usually.
If a Jewish household decides, as they're celebrating Hanukkah, to give the parent a gift, in the evening, they can do that,
sure.
Right?
Why not?
Okay,
no problem.
That would never happen in my house. I guarantee you that.
Not if it wasn't, required.
Not a chance. I was getting a little, I don't know what the word is, but I noticed you play some Christmas music on the show.
Yes.
And we do have some Hanukkah standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Pass them over. Well, I gave Rabbi a tape.
Sing-along music is ready to play.
Well, it's not so much sing-along. I think you'll hear a nice surprise when you listen to it.
Oh, that would be a surprise.
Well... Yeah, all right. I've got the room potted up if you guys are ready.
Okay, here we go.
It's production.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Murphy. Nigga has been singing star.
Wait a minute.
You still couldn't sing a memorable rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Then came my platinum CD of Kenneth Murphy Christmas. Now, from the acclaimed Lockcase collection of Dynamite Music, I, Kenneth Murphy, sing two family favorites of Dynamite Chronica. And I have a little dreidel.
It was close.
Oh, my God. You sing a dreidel?
I have a little.
Where'd that come second?
Look, the Adam Sandler classic, Dynamite, and then the Hanukkah song.
Well, he meant to say Dynamite Hanukkah song.
Yeah, oh, my God.
He's the worst. Okay. But
this is recorded, right?
Yes.
He's not back there doing
it. Hanukkah song. It's Hanukkah song on Dynamite, my babe. It's Hanukkah time, I'm down in my eight days of candle tonight of the night. We'll keep the story just the same, except that we will change the names. And we'll break kings and in the game. All of the Jews can wish you I was that man. The Jewish high priest and I said no, we'll fight you. The Jewish high priest and I said no, we'll fight you and we'll force you to go. Get a little gun or knock up these
niggas. It's great to know he's ruining your holiday, much as he's ruining our religion's holiday.
And he said, every Jewish love the race. When Jewish birth went to the light the more, there was no oil to get a bite on.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
So Rodney found a bottle of clay for the last few oil.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
Two girls of black are. Okay. So Rodney found a bottle of clay for the last few oil to last one day.
He's going through all of us individually, so he's not great.
So now,
I had no idea what he's saying.
I have been all the candles burning bright. So that's a Hanukkah score. That's a Hanukkah story so far. Go by me, goodness, with one excellent car.
Now, we do have my next selection.
We need to select it. All right, what is this
one? A family favorite.
Oh,
okay.
No, I like this one, right.
And now I think we can share in the tradition of
Don
and Mike.
Yeah,
Michael, your best ever. You came to play this year. That's for
I actually
sure.
got to meet Dennis.
lucky you. Good man.
Michael, happy Hanukkah.
Oh, one more thing.
Hold on.
Dennis, is a very persuasive character.
Right.
So I said that if I go into Don and Mike, I take off my tie.
Okay.
Take off my jacket. jacket.
Oh, dear. He's stuffing in front of us.
Take
right
off
now.
My shirt.
Right. I see what he's got underneath.
There it is.
And here it is. I have to stand up, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here it is. Takes me a long time to
come. He has really prepared his routine.
Yeah. This is a dentist thing. I was
with the dentist thing. All right. There's Dennis's t-shirt. Yeah. And Shag with the Murph in 2000. So Dennis got his plug in, too.
Yes, he got his plug. And one last plug for my employer, who was actually a
please do.
The Jewish Council of the Greater Washington.
Say it one more time, because we heard a little blip there.
Oh, the Jewish Council for the Aging of Greater Washington. They help keep older people independent in their own homes for as long as possible. They're in Rockville, Maryland. 301-881-8782.
Beautiful, Mike.
Well, happy holidays.
Enjoy the dough nuts.
And thank you very much.
Oh,
appreciate
man. It.
It
is truly a treat to have you come by every year and educate us about
enjoy
Hanukkah.
The dreidels in the underwear.
We will.
Hey, I guarantee you. You want to play that dreidel game again for some money?
Yeah, I would. I'd actually like, now that we know how it works, I'd like to do that quite a bit. That's pretty
sure.
Cool. And hey, he came prepared this year. That was the wild card was Dennis Murphy.
You want to play one more game of dreidel?
Yeah, for $1.
Meet me halfway. How much money you got on you?
I got a lot of money on me. How about five? $5
okay.
each.
Okay. Three, four.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
I got five.
I'm in for $5.
Five.
Okay.
Buzz?
Yes.
You can come over here and play.
All right.
Come on
over,
Buzz.
All right, Rob, where's Rob?
Robbie?
Well, Rob is making sure that we have the CD, the Dennis Murphy
okay.
CD.
Hey, Buzz, you
okay, here we go.
All right. Here, Buzz, take these lots.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's play our dreidel first.
Okay.
Okay? Ready? Here we go. Here's my spin. Can I spin again?
Spin on a flat surface.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Because that actually makes it more of a...
Here we go.
All right.
There we go.
Boy, that baby's spinning.
Okay, let's see what you get. What you get. See how much you can get.
How do I get it?
And what is it going to be?
Dreidel machine.
Yes.
Shin.
Shin, you have to put in $10.
Christ, I hate the shin.
Shin.
I swear to God. One, two, three.
All right, let me go. Did you go second last time?
Four.
You went, okay, you go to
five. Christ, I'm the big loser at dreidel. All right, Mike, go ahead and spin.
All right, you want me to spin?
He wants me to go.
Well, no, Mike went second last time.
All right, I'll go.
Mike, come spin.
I come over here, over this side.
Oh, man, we're going to go home with no money tonight. All because of Hanukkah.
Okay, Mike, spin.
Good spin.
That's a good spin.
I'm a good spinner, but I didn't do well last time I got noon.
Big money,
no whammy.
Dreidel spin. And you have...
Oh, yeah, baby!
You win.
You win. Sorry.
You win. Good for you. Congratulations,
Mike. I'm glad we played it.
Happy Hanukkah.
All right.
You know, we're going to have to play a third time. You said, Buzz won, I won, and, you know, we're going to have to do it.
Okay.
Right, sure.
Take more of my money. No, that's what you love doing.
It's like playing poker with you guys. The joy. The pure joy of winning.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Happy Hanukkah.
All right.
You got to give us credit. We have taken away a third Hanukkah.
Oh, really? Oh, man. It's fantastic.
Make it into a better game than poker.
I mean, you know, if they can work some sort of gambling into the Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thanks to Mike, the Hanukkah guy.
It's wonderful.
We've got to do a break. Oh, it's Secret Sound time.
Yeah.
There, I know I just heard the toe tapping. Touch tone time to clear the lights out. Take caller 100.
Now, the jackpot's at $600. Ever, you know what? I'm just going to increase that to 1,000.
Oh!
We're just going to just go right to 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you play for $1,000 and maybe more with Secret Sound number 8. Good luck. Phone number 1-877-365-3636. Caller 100.
This is not nice, but I'll introduce them because I'm nice. I'm Dude Walker, and here's Don and Mike. They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
You want to hear a quick Karnak? I do it every year.
Yes, of course.
On Hanukkah, when we have a Hanukkah show.
That's right.
Judo.
Judo.
What do they make Hanukkah donuts out of?
Oh, big ladies and gentlemen, the magnificent.
Yes, that's a once a year show. Judo.
Hi-oh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm calling 100.
Yes, you sure are. What is your name?
Steve from Sterling.
Steve. Caller 100, were you listening on WJFK?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Steve, you've won a
Canoodle.com prize pack.
Yeah.
Looking for sex, love, romance, music, and power? Use your Canoodle. Canoodle.com. But wait, there's more. You've also won a $50 gift certificate to CDNow.com. Go to the online music store, CDNow.com, to find all the music you're looking for.
All right.
All right. Calm down now. Not too much enthusiasm.
I don't know how... we must have... It must be some kind of formula.
I believe.
That we generally have the worst contest plays. I mean, don't get me wrong. Please, we have the best listeners in the world.
We have the most loyal listeners
in the world.
That's correct.
But we have the worst goddamn contest players in the world on this show.
Yes, we do. We don't get the overly enthusiastic reactions many times. There are exceptions to the rule.
A few. Have you ever listened to Z104? I'm going to give away a goddamn T-shirt. You want a Britney Spears T-shirt? You have people wetting their pants?
It's a shriek. Well, our listeners are, you know, used to a higher standard. They, you know, they want the very best.
Okay.
They really do.
You, my friend.
Yes. You know what it is? Trust me.
It's really paying attention. Our listeners have short attention spans. I think that's
where did they get that from, I wonder?
I have no idea.
All right, you're going to play for $1,000, okay?
All right,
$1,000. Secret sound number 8. Play you the sound. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Even though you have absolutely zero excitement, I still wish you Godspeed.
Name this sound.
Even though I know if you win the $1,000, you go, yeah. Still, I wish you good luck and Godspeed for $1,000.
Yes. Probably your worst guess ever, but I'm going to say it's the sound of a circuit breaker switch being flipped.
No!
Oh, weird, sorry.
You are our worst guest ever, and that was... actually, that was not the worst guest ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Every guest, a clue for you.
For you.
Yes, thank you. Could have taken that $1,000 and bought a personality.
There he goes!
But we thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Christ.
I hell.
Did you see in the newspaper today? I'm not even going to go into it.
I think we should play the dreidel game one more time. I don't think you're going to be yourself until we play the dreidel game one more time.
I'm going to be a big loser at the dreidel game
today. I think we should just see what happens. I'm going to take that.
I'm fine.
Let's just see myself, Mike.
I'm a winner in life.
That's right.
I'm a winner in fantasy football. I'm a loser at the dreidel game.
Do you want to try it one more time?
I can deal with it.
You sure you don't want to try it one more?
For $20.
Okay. Oh.
For $20.
$20 each?
Yep.
All right.
You hit the lotto today or what? What the hell is happening?
My goodness.
It's about my weekend money. I didn't go out of the house this week.
My weekend money. What are you doing around here? When there's money around, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's Jim McClure came in to, you want to play, Jimmy?
The honorary Jewish lucky boy.
You want to play?
You want to play?
Sure. All right.
All right, we
found out last Hanukkah that Jim is a Jew. He can play.
I think we all use one dreidel.
That's
all right.
Way to do it.
All right, this one right here. Use this one, the red one.
All right.
Okay. All right, everybody in? All right.
Where's the pot?
There he is, right here. Okay, so we're playing dreidel for $80.
Very good.
Here we go.
Dreidel, good. Don's going first. And whoever, Jimmy has this work, whoever gets it first.
That's off the table.
That's a scratch.
Oh, shut up.
So how does it work? Whoever gets it first? If somebody gets half, they get half the pot, and then you go from there.
That is off the table again. Nice. Sorry, guys.
All right, here we go.
It's off the table every time.
There's a good spin. Beauty. That's a fine spin. Good job right now.
Thank you, Billy.
All right, thank you.
Are you spinning your dreidel, Billy? Come on. No shin.
You got it.
You got it all.
Gimmel.
Gimmel. Gimmel.
Gimmel.
Gimmel.
It's all yours.
Thanks. Nice playing with you guys. Seemed like you were right. I'm in such a better mood now. But you guys want to go again?
No. You, me, and Buzz all won.
Right.
We all won. And
that's why Big Gun Jim's the only guy that lost.
And Buzz won big money, you won big money, and I won the least money.
Okay.
Which makes me the loser of the three.
Do you want to play one more time?
No.
You sure?
No, I really don't.
I'm sure.
Right. I got like,
and with
bucks.
Jimmy's money, you did
with,
well.
With Jimmy's money, you came out. Well, you came out. Buzz won. I mean, everybody, you know, won right. One round.
That's right.
That's good. Dredo's a good gambling game.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, here was I tell you, it was in the newspaper tonight. It was amazing. I just wanted that Dredo game.
How about that?
You sure you don't want to play again?
Yeah, let's play again.
Okay. All right, one more time.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Buzz, you want to do it one more time?
One more time.
How much, Mike? 20?
No, 5.
5?
Okay. All right, I'm in for 5. Okay. There you go. Buzz, you in?
Yeah, I don't have a 5, but show my good faith.
Okay. Where's the dreidel? Where's the dreidel? Okay, here we go.
We'll just play the dreidel for the rest.
I could. You know, me just like playing poker.
We never knew the dreidel was this much fun.
Spin it, honey.
All right, here we go.
I'm thinking about converting this weekend. And what did I get, Robbie?
You got to put in 5 more. That's a shin.
Oh, I hate that effing shin. Okay, Mike. Here's 5 here more.
All right, come on, baby.
Come on, honey.
Spin it, honey.
Well, gimel, honey.
Well, up the table.
Sorry, it's up the table.
Same, just like dice.
Hold on.
Same.
Well, up the same.
There you go.
There's a little dreidel.
Right.
Don't throw the dreidel at Rob.
All right, here we go. Oh, good spin.
Nice good spin, Mike.
That's going to be a while.
That's like a battling tops. Remember, you ever played that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
No. You ever played battling tops?
I did. I played Rock'em Sock'em Robots, too.
Come on, honey. And Mike, that is. What is that?
Oh, Gimel.
Gimel, you're the winner.
You win.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Before you need change.
Oh, you do.
Okay,
so there you go. Not later. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Later, wink, wink, give Buzz his change.
Okay, I owe you 15, right, Buzz?
No, Buzz, I got 15 right here. Here. Hey, Charlie, can he wait a break? Or does he have to go right now? Jim Nance is on the phone and wants us to thank him.
I'll check with him. I'm sure that, you wouldn't have a problem with that either way.
Okay, good. I'll take him to the next break then.
All right, bye.
Charlie just put money in his pocket.
No, he was giving that to me. I just got 15. I gave 15 to
him. I didn't see it.
All right, you just took 15 bucks and put 15 bucks in your pocket.
You take that up with Mr. Broyhill there, Buzz.
I didn't see any money.
Charlie, in your left pocket there is my $15.
Well, I have my own money in here, too.
Well, I'm sure you do, but 15 of it's mine. From Mike.
You're being very cruel to Mr. Buzz. Very, very cruel. Or you can spin him for it. All right, he gave him his money.
There they go. It's getting close to... We're already in holiday mood around here.
God damn, that dreidel's a fun game when you play for money.
It is. It's actually a blast.
Yeah.
It's really a blast.
Happy Hanukkah.
You know what? That's something we're going to play poker. We're probably going to play some dreidel, too.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting. We all stand around, you know, if the poker game gets really dull, you know, we get tired of, like, figuring out what cards we have, we can do that one.
You know, the best thing we did that one time, we were playing cards at my house and we got bored.
Oh, I love it.
We were watching Cops, and we started betting on if the next person to answer the door had a shirt on or not. Right,
absolutely.
And we guessed if it was going to be spousal abuse, man or woman, if they're going to have blood on them or
absolutely
not.
Absolutely right. It was great. It was fantastic.
All right, well, listen, Jim Nance is waiting. We do have to kiss Jim Nance's butt since he said hi to us on the NFL Today.
Absolutely.
Mike, give me another person that you would like to torture, please.
Yeah, I thought of it, and then I forgot it. It went in and out of my head. I'm trying to think of the best
person. This is for the Palm Pilot.
Got it, I remember.
Who?
Linda Tripp.
Okay. And how would you torture her?
The great old Japanese technique of pulling out the fingernails. Perfect for her. Pulling out...
Pull out nails.
Fingernails.
Got it. You've been listening to the whole show. It will pay off for you shortly when we give away another Palm Pilot.
Wonderful prize.
In the 12 days of Palm Pilot from BargainBib.com. Okay. Jim Nance coming right up.
Man, where's that new Ricky Martin?
Ah, there we go. Now we're talking.
That's a much happier rejoinder.
Super duper.
Shake your bonbon,
Ricky Martin.
That's better.
Lovely.
Better than that devil music.
Absolutely, we don't need that.
It's very depressing. Quite a downer.
Anyway, this is what I wanted.
Shake your bonbon, shake your bonbon.
Oh, yeah.
Bonbon,
yeah.
They are the blood and the pus in the comedy skit.
Thank you.
John and Mike.
That's much better. I like it. It's light. It's happy. Shake your bonbon. Now, where's Jimmy Nance? Nancy? We're ready to give Jim Nance his prop.
That's right. Yeah, because he did mention us on Thanksgiving Day.
But they did.
Well, it's very nice of him to do that. What better way to thank him than using these voices? Well, frankly, we wouldn't be doing this if he was on the telephone now. He said he was going to call. He was a man. He's very busy. Lots of preparations to do. Well, probably on the day after the weekend before. Probably doesn't matter. He's not that busy. He's got to have a slow day someday. He's probably is lost. Probably is lost reading with a fire. With his cats. Cats. Jerry and... Who else is on that show? Craig.
Yes, and,
Randy.
Oh, and Jimmy.
Jimmy? Who's
Jimmy the Kimmel?
No, that's on the Fox show.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
On the Jim Nance show, it's Randy Cross with the big teeth, and it's Craig James.
I forgot.
And it's the coach, Jerry Glanville.
I don't remember them all like you do.
Okay, we can stop talking like that.
Very good. Because NFL music now.
Right. The man of his word, Jim Nance, on the line right now. Now, we told him that we would give him the ass-kissing of a lifetime, and frankly, he earned it. He earned it. He is a friend for life. I could not have been more amazed.
And I mean this.
On Thanksgiving Day, when my brother-in-law came up to me and said, hey, they just said your name on CBS.
There you go.
I was so positive Jim Nance wouldn't say it.
And he did.
I mean, I wasn't even sitting in front of the TV.
I didn't think there was a chance either. I really thought it was a done deal because of, you know, the amount of time we spent discussing it. I thought there was no way.
Well, he did.
He did.
He's a man of his word. And here he is right now, host of the NFL Today
and friend for life of this program.
Jim Nance. Yeah. Jim Nance. Well, Jimbo.
Hey, I tell you what, boys, when we talked on Thanksgiving Eve, I knew all along exactly where I was going to drop you guys into the show.
Oh,
you just didn't want to get your hopes up too high. Yes. I wanted to shock the world.
You son of a bitch. You did. Here it is now. Here is Jim Nance on Thanksgiving Day. Let's listen to the tape.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL Today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Jim, that's all that we asked of you.
Very creative way.
Son of a bitch, you did it.
A very creative way of putting it in there, too.
You gotta love it.
You did it, Jimmy.
Way to go.
We gotta do it another time at some point.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Jimmy. The next thing we're gonna do here, according to my contract here with you two,
yes,
is that we now get to have my NFL Today team come on for a full 2 hours on the Don and Mike show.
Really?
Did we discuss that? Did we not discuss that?
Yeah.
I could take you for 2 hours. I could take the coach for 2 hours. I could even take Craig James. I don't think that could take 2 hours of Big T, though.
Randy?
I mean that, yeah.
Randy Cross.
Absolutely.
Jim, that's not very nice.
Well, I'm not a nice man.
So you both weren't even watching at that time.
No, Jim, no. To be honest, yes, the TV was on, and the TV was on CBS. I was in the kitchen with my wife.
Uh-huh.
What time of day did it actually air? When was it?
It aired around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Yeah,
right. I'll say this. The Fox game had ended, and they had a good one. They had Chicago-Detroit. So thus, everyone had no choice but to move over to CBS for our pregame before the Dallas-Miami game. Now, our pregame average that day, I'm going to bore you with some numbers that I've crunched, but for 45 minutes, our pregame show did a 6.9 rating. That's factoring in segment one, which was covered up by the end of that thrilling Lions-Bears game. So
right.
We were doing, at about the time I dropped in Don and Mike, somewhere near a 10 rating.
That's right. It was in prime time. A prime time rating of a 10
would be one of the 20 highest-rated primetime shows of the week.
Fantastic.
So I didn't want to burn you off in segment one when no one was watching. I wanted you guys to be right there with the meat of the audience sitting on the edge of the seat.
And that's
how you're cracking me.
And that, frankly, is right. Like at 3:30, we started flipping back and forth. And I gave up after the Fox game.
Yeah, you called me all kinds of names, I heard.
I was in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I hear my brother-in-law say, hey, they just said your name on TV. And I came out, and I was so pissed that I missed it.
I know.
Immediately called all of my buddies.
Yeah.
And, hey, did you hear that? That Jim Nance, that son of a gun.
Did you get a reaction?
A man of his word. We had a lot of people call. Are you kidding?
Oh, we really did. Absolutely. We have wonderful detectives out there, and everybody saw it, and it was fantastic. Couldn't think of a better day to do it.
Well, you guys deserved it. You've been great.
Thank you, Jim.
You've been great, and I knew on Wednesday, because I'd already had my meeting for the next day, I already knew exactly where I was going to drop it. I just didn't want to get your hopes up too high.
Tricky.
So I left you there that Thanksgiving during the evening. You're kind of down to the dumps with me, you know? Okay.
Well, you were on the out list, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yes.
And
you're going to be back on the in list.
We're very fickle and shallow people.
Yes, we know that.
Absolutely. And Jim, what we would like to do is have you on before the holidays.
Okay.
To pick the games again with you for your Three Amigos charity.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, we're up for it.
Okay.
We're buddies.
If you are, we are. And one thing I did want to ask you is about your schedule.
Uh-huh.
What kind of schedule do you have that... Didn't I hear you... Weren't you doing the Indiana-Kentucky game on Saturday?
Saturday I was in Indianapolis for our season premiere, Indiana-Kentucky, and then flew overnight to New York and got in and did the show Sunday.
Yeah, I thought that was you doing that.
Yeah, and the same thing happens this weekend. I've got Duke, Michigan Saturday with my main man, Billy Packer, and we're back into New York, fly out late Saturday night and get in and got the studio show Sunday.
So what is the weekend for you? What are your down days there? Because I know you have to do a lot of prep stuff.
Well, you know, it really does... You know, there are a lot of people who think you just kind of walk in, sit down at the table, watch a game, you know, and just let it happen. But there is a lot of planning, obviously, that goes on for something like that. This particular week, I'm going to be in New York as of Wednesday and kind of getting a head start on the NFL prep. And then I'll head into Ann Arbor, Michigan, either Thursday night or Friday morning, do the game.
This is my storing sound effect, Rob.
Visiting players from Duke and Michigan and do the game on Saturday. Should be a good one. And then fly back to New York. And we're back in the studio. This other thing. People kind of are surprised. That show comes on at 12 noon Eastern and I'm at 7:30 in the morning, dressed, ready to go in the studio.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those deals where you show up at 11:30. Okay. I mean, I'm sure this is after you go off the air, you go back, you plan what you're going to do the next day. And
not us, Jimmy.
No.
Hey, let me ask you a personal question. Is there a Mrs. Nance?
I'm a hard guy to live with.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So there must be an app.
Schedule is a very, very difficult thing to...
Oh, you got to settle down, Tim.
...manage, you know.
No, you got to settle down. Is there an ex-Mrs.
No, there is. There is a Mrs.
Oh, there is a Mrs.
Absolutely. She is absolutely at wit's end with all this. Believe me.
Oh, man.
She's 14, 15 years on this carousel, and she knows it's not very easy. I mean, you're working on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and birthdays. That's the job. You know, and I love the job. And, you know, we manage.
How'd you meet her?
In grade school.
Really? Oh, no.
Your childhood sweetheart.
We rode the bus together and...
Since when?
Sixth grade. We don't still ride the bus. You know, we graduated and all. And we went to grade school, high school together.
So has she been
one of those small town, little slice of Americana stories.
Has she been the only love of your life, though?
Yeah.
Good for you.
What do you mean by that?
I'm
not even going to take it here.
No, I know that, Jim. I wasn't implying that. Mm. I was wondering, if this was your girlfriend since grade school, if through all of them, yes, I'll ask the question. Jim Nance, have you been with other women besides your wife? I mean, before you were married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Date other women before I marry my wife?
No. Are you a Mormon?
No.
You're...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I have nothing but the greatest memories in the world of being in Salt Lake. Would love to, in fact, one day maybe go back and have a second home there.
Oh, good.
I really, really loved it.
Jim Nance, all I can say is that you are indeed a man of your word, and anytime you want to come on this show, promote anything, you have an open door.
You're awful kind to say that.
I mean that, Jim. Thanks for being a stand-up guy.
You know what? I'm glad it made you guys happy. And I wanted to send a little holiday gift your way.
Way to go.
There's no reason why we can't do it again sometime.
All right. Why not? We'll hold you to that. Thank you, Jim.
I really enjoyed being with you guys on here. You know that.
Thank you, Jim.
I appreciate all you've done and thankful for it. And I hope that when we come in for the Kemper Open next year, again, I know you're pinning that one on my shoulders, blaming me, but you're right, really, about that one. I said last year I'd come in and do the show with you for an afternoon. I really want to do it.
Well, then we'll hold you to that, Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one on the ledger,
thank
but we'll
you,
also talk before Christmas.
Okay, you got
thanks
it.
So
that's
much.
A day.
All
thank
the best,
you.
Fellas.
Thank you, Jim.
Take
care,
Jim.
Bye-bye. You are killing me. It's official. You
are killing.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Oh, Christ.
Man, oh, man. When he's starting to go out on about his schedule, I know. You know what? I heard the sound of radios across America being turned off.
God, you were just killing me.
Oh, my God.
I, you know, I'm trying. At least you were able to keep the questioning going, because I tell you that. Well, he's a stand-up guy to do that.
He's
that's
a good guy.
Good guy. We have fun with him, and that's the way it works.
He's a good guy.
All right. That was a little bit.
But he did say our names on national TV.
He did, and we'll do the thing where we pick the games. Him. He's good at picking the games, too. That's why we had to give money to his charity.
And joining us now, the host of Fox NFL Sunday.
Really?
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Welcome to James Brown.
All right.
Hi, James.
Hi, this is Ken Spur. How you doing? Fox NFL Sunday. Come on, Kyle Wickley. It's Kelly Blackshaw. Howie Brown.
Dennis.
All right.
What do you want, Dennis?
I'm good. I'm sorry for the school at one. Glagel.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye. Plug,
you got your T-shirt plugged when the Hanukkah man, Michael Hoffman, was in
what
here.
What else, Dennis?
Oh, so people listen to TalkingLove.com, and you all have a good day.
Thank you.
Mike?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. That is so nice. That is very nice. He doesn't usually say that. That's good.
I love you.
I love you. I love you, Dennis.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, all right. Stop.
Okay.
Jesus.
Is it milk on?
What?
Is it milk?
What? Anything else? No.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll hang up.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, Bob?
Yes, Dennis.
Thank you.
But you're hanging up.
Thank you, Dennis.
Go away.
Okay.
Come on, bye.
There he goes. All right.
I mean, who's more annoying, Jim Nance or Dennis Murphy?
Well, Dennis Murphy helped Jim Nance with that snoring.
Time out. We'll be back with much more in a moment.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
You are on the air, sir.
Get ready, DC, for the final Las Vegas-style show of the Millennium, Tuesday, December 14th. The entire Don and Mike Show family comes home for Christmas as they return to Washington, D.C.'s own nation. 10 to 15 half-street Southeast. The fun starts at about 8. So miss your chance to see the final underwear fashion show of the 20th century. You must be 21 to get in. Call Nation at 202-554-1500 for information and direction. Come celebrate 1,000 years of XXX tomfoolery and adult-only antics. Come on out and get Y too crazy. We'll see you there.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Better than a baby carriage full of pornography. The Don and Mike Show.
We're getting close to giving away another Palm Pilot.
All right.
We're giving one away every day for the next 12 days. 12 days of Palm Pilot Christmas. And we go to Buzz Elston. Buzz, who's next and how?
I think this time I would like to torture the members of the Virginia Alcohol Beverage Control Board.
Oh, good. Good choice, Buzz.
Good one. And let's do it with, needles in the eyes.
Needles in the eyes.
There you go, Buzz.
How's that? Yeah, very good.
I like that one.
Very good. How's that?
Get another one of your wife.
I think I impressed them that.
Martha, they really like the needles in the eyes.
It's a wonderful list, as I look at it.
And if you can remember the list, you will get the Palm Pilots.
You want to talk to a girl who loves your distaste for Dennis?
Yes.
And?
Oh, yep, she just hung up.
Oh, man. All right, you want to talk to a guy in Seattle?
What does he love my distaste for?
Okay, this I believe, you know, I hate when radio stations do this.
Yeah.
What I think the guy is calling to say is that on our Seattle station, they're running a promo. One of those things saying, do you like the show or don't you like the show? We've been on there about a month and a half.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
And I think that that's what he's calling. Is that what you're calling about?
Yes, I am. Actually, they say they're going to get rid of one show. So I figure we kick Imus off and bolster Don and Mike. You guys want the number?
No.
No.
I'd just like to go on record. I hate promotions like this. I know that I yelled at somebody from Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago when they said the station was going to change format, and actually they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. This is a radio station promotion.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's busy, don't hear.
Hey, what do you think of the shows we're running? Which one do you want us to keep? Which one's got to go?
Yeah, that'll be clever, because they're not clever enough to have their own little deal, so they're going to screw around with their syndicated programming at the expense of everybody concerned.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to lose you guys.
We ain't going anywhere.
We just started.
We just signed a contract with that station, please. I'm not going anywhere.
Don't buy into their crap.
All right, won't.
All right, thank you.
Pray to God.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now, Mike, you want to talk with the guy who thinks the show is too lowbrow?
Yeah, sure.
A man who is complaining about the content.
Absolutely. Love to.
Hello.
Tom, I'm like my brothers.
You got me there.
Hello, Tom.
That's good.
Buddy.
You do one that I see coming, and then the other one next one, and then you're totally serious.
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, what do you want?
How you doing?
Roar.
Roar.
No, roar.
Like a monster.
Roar.
There you go. How are things at the group home?
That's not... Hey, watch it.
How's Lorraine doing?
Watch it.
Hey, Tom?
What?
You got your Christmas tree yet?
Yes, I do.
Really? Do you have trouble getting in the elevator of the group home?
Watch it.
Hey, come on. Merry Christmas, buddy.
What? Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom the monster, everybody. What are you gonna get for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas, Tom?
Something.
Like what?
Wheelchair?
No.
Cane?
No.
Women?
No.
New parking sticker?
No.
What do you want for Christmas, Tommy?
New fanny pack?
I'm here. I'm just switching over.
What's happening? Getting a little caller ID there? I mean, a call waiting?
No.
I think he was switching to a corded phone from a cordless phone.
Well, what do you want for Christmas, Tom?
Who is that, Tommy?
Ah, young lady.
Is that Mercedes?
Is that your girlfriend?
Tom?
Oh, it's a tremendous electronic nerve center at the Gavin Ranch.
Tommy?
Tom?
Hello?
Are you on the air right now?
No.
Tom, what are you doing?
What are you doing, Tommy? Are you doing your cable access radio show right now? Tommy?
Tom? What? Oh, no.
Tommy? Oh, here we go. What the hell is he doing?
Playing. Is he a thing?
I think he's God. Is he just playing country music? He's not singing, is he?
I'm sorry. He may be playing guitar with it.
Yeah, it sounds like he was playing guitar with it.
Oh, I had to hang up on it. Sorry we missed that performance.
I'm sorry about that. Tommy the Monster, everybody.
There we go.
Did you read this in the newspaper today? I thought this was interesting. Bob Zemun is coming on this show, and he's going to dress up like Tony Clifton, and he's going to come in and pretend to be Tony Clifton, who I know you know was Andy Kaufman's alter ego. And why this whole Man in the Moon Jim Carrey movie is starting to take off.
Both Andy Kaufman and Bob Zemuda dressed up as this guy and as the lounge singer, Tony Clifton. And Bob Zemuda would sometimes go on shows and they would think that it was Andy Kaufman in the makeup when, in fact, Andy Kaufman was in some other part of the country.
Andy Kaufman a lot of times would dress up like Bob Zemuda.
Right.
And would go in the audience and would heckle Bob Zemuda,
right,
who was on stage as Tony Clifton, playing Andy Kaufman. So anyway, here's what the story says. In one of the most over-the-top stunts of movie studios ever pulled, a Saturday news conference for Andy Kaufman biopic Man on the Moon was stopped midstream by Tony Clifton. Former Kaufman collaborator and author Bob Zemuda, as lounge lizard Tony Clifton, stormed into the Four Seasons hotel room, berated star Jim Carrey, and spray-painted the walls. "You've got Oscar wannabe written all over your face," snarled Zemuda as Clifton. "Shot back Jim Carrey, you're desperate and you're drunk." Clifton slash Zemuda egged on Carrey, who punched him, then poured a pitcher of iced tea over his head. Jim Carrey and studio reps insist the incident was not staged.
Okay.
Jive
is that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it when Bob Zemuda joins us.
Good.
And he's going to dress up as Tony Clifton.
Yeah, I'm that's going to be fun because, I mean, he'll come in here and hopefully if he's, you know, truly in character, he'll, you know, be taking shots of us, which will be a lot of fun.
Did you read this crap in Larry King's column about Ricky Martin today?
No, but you know how he loves Ricky Martin because he played at the Larry King Cardiac Foundation.
I had never met Ricky Martin until I asked him before him at my annual Larry King Cardiac Foundation. Blah, 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 blah. He absolutely tore the place down.
Yeah.
So he writes that Ricky Martin played in Salt Lake over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked Larry to go. "Folks, I have seen most of the great performers of this half of the 20th century. Bobby Darin, Sinatra.
Bobby Darin.
Sammy Davis Jr., Barbra Streisand, and maybe one or two others. You must
add Ricky Martin to that list?
Oh, please, Larry.
What an ass kiss.
Unbelievable.
The concert was amazing. The music, terrific. And his stage presence, mind-boggling. Words fail me, and that doesn't happen often. Let's just say he's worthy of the fame, and there isn't a better stage performer today. You can thank me later after you see him.
Yeah, I went to the concert, then we went backstage. Sean went to see Ricky in his dressing room. I waited outside for an hour. Maybe two. She loves him.
Please. Larry, here, I'm going to give you a clue. Ricky Martin is flavor of the month.
There you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Julio Iglesias' son is more popular now than Ricky Martin is, for goodness sake.
But, you know, he schmoozed with Larry, and that's the mutual schmooze society. And Larry probably, you know, wanting to live forever, wanting to be 30 or 40 years younger than he is, goes to the concert, is treated well by Ricky Martin, and is caught up in the moment, obviously.
By the way, on Christmas Eve, we will broadcast live from Salt Lake with the head of the Mormon Church, Gordon Hinckley. No relation. I hope to John Hinckley.
Boy, I'd say that's what I'll be watching on Christmas Eve.
On New Year's Eve, the live guests are Billy Graham and the Dalai Lama.
That's great, Larry. Enjoy your holidays.
All right. Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
I love that show. We'll be right back with Phyllis Diller.
Dolly.
Yeah.
You ever see Caddyshack? When you see me, it just kills me with Bill Murray. You ever see Caddyshack?
Dolly, I got a question for you.
Yes, Larry.
I'm curious. I'm curious about this living forever, immortality. Is it, you think it's attainable?
Not for you, Larry.
All right. Have you seen that Ricky Martin? He's hot. Sean loves him, and she gives me sex when we watch it.
Flavor of the month, Larry.
Oh, all right. Who's the next odd thing that I have to play at my cardiac foundation? Anybody else I can play? Hey, can you touch my baby's head? Please? Because celebrities will know him. And dignitaries will worship him. And I will live forever.
He is very Moses-like, Larry.
Have you met my family who's really not related to me?
Oh, you mean Sean's family?
Yeah, they're all young and tall and beautiful.
And athletic.
And athletic and Mormon. Everything I'm not. And they say that I'm the family. Isn't that cool?
Larry, what about your real son, the golf pro in Tampa?
No, I don't.
The soccer coach.
We don't need to talk about that.
What about your daughter, the social worker?
I love her. I love Kai. She's good. But this kid can throw for hundreds of yards. He's a golden boy. I'll tell you right now. And I'm pretending like he's a son to me. Because maybe people will think it's me. I know I'm going to die, but I don't want to.
I got one more thing for you. This was in the tabloid today. A headline. It's not a story. It's an ad.
Okay.
The ad says, the king lives through his only son, Elvis Presley Jr.'s psychic network.
Okay. Here we go. Elvis always keeps entertaining. Even though it's not Elvis himself, you know, you got to like stuff like this.
I'm not called this yet. Elvis Presley Jr. psychic
hotline. Nationwide messaging.
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on. His manager is good. The same guy who managed LaToya Jackson.
Who, for Elvis Presley Jr.?
Right.
Hello, I'm Elvis Aaron Presley Jr., the son of the king, Elvis Presley. Although my dad is no longer with us, his spirit still lives within me. His visions and his insights have become a part of me. A deep spirituality allows me to communicate with my father. I can still feel his presence, his strength, his guidance, and most of all, his love, whenever I have difficult decisions to make.
Our Elvis impersonations are better than this guy.
With the countless millions of you that love him, I've formed the Elvis Presley Jr. Psychic Network. Whether you have questions about your career or your love life, my psychics are here to help.
To speak with a gifted psychic for as little as $2.79 per minute, have your credit card or check and driver's license ready and press 1 now.
Check and driver's license.
See you later.
Welcome to the Psychic Network.
Check and driver's license.
Jet Group Incorporated of Boca Raton, Florida. You must be 18 or older or have the permission of a parent or legal guardian to call.
I'm so spiritual.
If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, press 1. If you already have a PIN number, press 1 now. If you have lost or forgotten your PIN number, press 2 now.
I've never had one.
Pay by major credit card and save up to $2.20.
I want to pay by check.
The regular price, have your credit card ready and press 3 now. to pay by check and save $1.50 per minute you
right.
off the regular price, have your checkbook and driver's license ready and press 4 now. You will now speak with a psychic for only $3.49 per minute U.S., a savings of $1.50 a minute off the
I'm going to hook the psychic up with Tom Gavin, who's back on the phone.
Very good. To use this service, billing will not begin until your check is
approved.
See how
this works.
Please have your checkbook and driver's license ready and press 1 now. To protect your checking account from unauthorized use, please enter the following information. Billing will not...
It's all automated.
Oh, you have to do it on the keypad.
Using your touchtone telephone, please enter the telephone number that you are now calling from, beginning with the area code first. Now.
No, sorry, can't. Okay, then we'll call another day on the Elvis Presley Jr. side.
Greedy man, real greedy. Tom's
Hi.
Back on the line.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tom. What were you doing, Tom?
You know what that is?
Is that you playing the guitar, Tom?
That's what I was doing.
You were playing the guitar, but you went off and played it. You didn't tell us what you were doing.
I'm playing the guitar. I'm playing the song.
What song? But you didn't tell us you were going to do that.
I was playing the song for y'all.
Okay, Tom.
Tom the Monster plays all your favorites.
What's going on, guys?
Were you really playing a song there, or were you just, like, strumming the string?
I'm playing a song.
Really? Play me a song right now.
What?
Play me a song right now. Good song. What was that?
Maybe
you
looked up first.
He's got to get hooked up first.
So maybe he's going to play another country... in the background.
Tom, we got to go, though, Tom, buddy. We're running late on time today.
Well, it says Tom Gavin, take him in and grin. There he is.
Okay, that is a record. I guess you're going to play along with the record?
You can hear it now.
It's impossible. Okay.
That's great.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I know it'll be his next door neighbor.
And that's it.
Apartment next door.
Welcome to the train wreck segment of the show. Alright.
Ah, man.
Christ.
Rupert Pupkin from 3 Mile Island.
Christ, that was loud.
Oh, man.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight, another school day, another shooting.
Okay. Alright. Stand by. Oh, and listen.
We still haven't done the Elvis. The Palm Pilot thing.
That's right.
We will get to that momentarily. I'm going to add another name to that list.
Very good. Then.
Elvis Presley Jr.
And the torture?
I would take a guitar pick and slowly pick out his eyes.
We now leave the Don and